and welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and it is our joy to be with you in this moment. It is the beginning of the holiday time, and our topic today is relax and grace arrives. As it is the beginning of November and the beginning of the holiday season, Thanksgiving, this month, Christmas, and other holidays coming up, it is for us to speak with you about letting go, surrendering, relaxing into each and every moment, and trusting. As you do, grace arrives. Grace is peace, contentment, joy, presence, gratitude, self-fulfillment. Grace is an aspect we know that each of you is asking for in your life. To give grace, to receive grace, to be blessed. As this time unfolds on your calendar of the holidays, there is a tendency to ramp up your energy and your sense of wanting to control things and needing to be in control of things. This is actually an illusion, dear ones. God is in charge. God is in control of every aspect, every detail, every plan and event in your life. It is the truth for all of life on earth. This is the design of life on earth. This is God's design. There is never a moment when God is not in charge, overseeing your life tenderly, watchfully, with all presence and all love. So we ask you here, when your life begins to feel like you are in overwhelm and you begin to clench your fists and tighten your jaw and furrow your brow because you feel there is too much to do or you can't fit in everything in your day-to-day life, that there are extra, quote, burdens placed upon you because the holidays are here and so much more for you to do. We ask you, as we often do, to pause whenever this wave of concern or overwhelm begins to flood your consciousness. Pause in that moment. Take a deep breath and exhale and come into your central core, your home base, your heart center, and ask, what is truly important in this moment? Is it to race around to get the best toppings for the dinner or get those invitations out or the special cards for you to mail in this time frame? Is it the activities and the detail of your lives? Or is it for you to relax, to remember, to love, to be released from the grip of demands upon you, to love, to smile, to feel gentle towards yourself and others. And possibly it is to say no to certain invitations and to do things differently this year. Because what we know is that the pandemic has created an opportunity for you all to rethink how you have always done things in the past and to do it differently, consciously, with love. Relax, and grace arrives. The quality of grace is something that you are asking for, especially during these holiday times coming up. Grace does not include impatience or irritability or agitation or confrontation. Grace is kind, comforting, embracing, loving. It has a grateful quality to it, and this you will feel as you allow grace to arrive in your being. But first, you must relax. This begins with taking that deep breath and letting go, coming back to your home base and asking the right question, which is, what do I need to know right now that is the truth? You may hear the answer, it is best for you to decline an invitation, or it is best for you to do one thing less every day. Look at your to-do list and see those things that truly do not have meaning to you in this current time. It does not mean that those things may not arrive in the coming years, that they will come back, perhaps, or perhaps not. So do not feel sad if you choose to do things differently. Allow grace to arrive in your being, in your days, so that your shoulders relax, your body relaxes. You give yourself time to be conscious, to be grateful, to care for yourself, for your family, for those you love, in a way that blesses all. When you are overdoing things, this is not a blessing to you or to anyone that you love. It is not a blessing to life. So remember this, that when you are in a graceful state, and that is when you are letting go of angst, anxiety, worry, concern, fear, doubt, all of those kinds of emotions. When you let those go, you lay them at the feet of the God that created you, that creative force that designed the beautiful earth realm. When you release all of those emotions to God, you open the pathway for grace, warmth, the truth to arrive. Relax, release, let go, and trust the truth that God is in charge now and forever. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.